Nobu-san, you mustn't say a thing like that. Why on earth not? No one's going to hear me. It isn't a matter of who hears you. It's your attitude. You shouldn't think that way. Why shouldn't I? The company has never been in worse condition. All through the war, the chairman resisted what the government told him to do. By the time he finally agreed to cooperate, the war was almost over, and nothing we ever made for them, not one thing, was taken into battle. But has that stopped the Americans from classifying Iwamura Electric as a Zaibatsu, just like Mitsubishi? It's ridiculous. Compared to Mitsubishi, we were like a sparrow watching a lion. And there's something worse. If we can't convince them of our case, Iwamura Electric will be seized, and its assets sold to pay war reparations. 2 weeks ago, I'd have said that was bad enough. But now they've appointed this fellow Sato to make a recommendation about our case. Those Americans think they were clever to appoint a Japanese. Well, I'd rather have seen a dog take the job than this man. Suddenly, Nobu interrupted himself. What on earth is the matter with your hands? Since coming up from the annex, I'd kept my hands hidden as best I could. Obviously, Nobu had caught sight of them somehow. Mr. Arashino was kind enough to give me the job of making dyes. Let's hope he knows how to remove those stains, said Nobu. You can't go back to Gion looking like that.
Nobu-san, my hands are the least of my problems. I'm not sure I can go back to Gion at all. I'll do my best to persuade Mother, but truthfully, it isn't my decision anyway. I'm sure there are other geisha who'll be helpful.
There aren't other geisha. Listen to me. I took Deputy Minister Sato to a tea house the other day with half a dozen people. He didn't speak a word for an hour, and then, finally, he cleared his throat and said, "This isn't the Ichiriki." So I told him, "No, it's not. You certainly got that right." He grunted like a pig and then said, "Sayuri entertains at the Ichiriki." So I told him, "No, Minister, if she were in Gion at all, she would come right here and entertain us. But I told you, she isn't in Gion." So then he took his sake cup.
I hope you were more polite with him than that, I said.
I certainly wasn't. I can tolerate his company for about half an hour. After that, I'm not responsible for the things I say. That's exactly the reason I want you there. And don't tell me again it isn't your decision. You owe this to me and you know it perfectly well. Anyway, the truth is, I'd like the chance to spend some time with you myself.
And I would like to spend time with Nobu-san.
Just don't bring any illusions with you when you come.
After the past few years, I'm sure I don't have any left. But is Nobu-san thinking of something in particular?
Don't expect me to become your Donna in a month. That's what I'm saying. Until Iwamura Electric has recovered, I'm in no position to make such an offer. I've been very worried about the company's prospects. But to tell you the truth, Sayuri, I feel better about the future after seeing you again.